This is VOA News via remote. I'm Chris Palpat. Afghans have rushed onto the tarmac of the capital's airport. Thousands are trying to flee the country after the Taliban seized power. Some even cling to the side of a U.S. military transport plane before takeoff Monday. In an interview, United Kingdom Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said it is clear that the Taliban has taken over Afghanistan.
I have engaged with a third country yesterday to make sure we seek assurances from the Taliban to protect our people and indeed the people we're trying to work to get out.
Wallace also says he believes a U.S. Taliban brokered deal weakened the Afghan government.
When that deal was done a few years ago, what happened was ultimately we undermined the community, the deal undermined the Afghan government and left it in a place that ultimately saw the end.
The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. The death toll from Haiti's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake has risen to over 1,200 as rescuers scramble to retrieve those stuck in the rubble. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Workers tore through rubble of collapsed buildings with heavy machinery, shovels and picks. Their work is even more urgent as experts are predicting heavy rain, landslides and flooding upon the imminent arrival of Tropical Depression Grace. Officials said more than 7,000 homes were destroyed and nearly 5,000 damaged from the quake. Hospitals, schools, offices and churches were also affected. Like many others, local Augustin Maslin has been sleeping on the soccer field. Our house is destroyed. The earth cut. The water is brought to us. We can't drink the water and some have resigned themselves to drinking the undrinkable water because people have to drink. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. India will help members of Afghanistan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. That's according to the foreign ministry on Monday. Prime Minister Mario Draghi of Italy said on Monday that his country was committed to protecting all Afghan citizens who had assisted Rome's mission in the country. In a statement, Draghi added that Rome was working with European partners to find a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan which would protect human rights, particularly those of women. Malaysia's king will keep Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin on as a caretaker prime minister. This after Mahiuddin and his entire cabinet formally resigned following months of political turmoil on Monday. The royal palace issued a statement explaining that King al-Sultan is keeping Mahiuddin on in a caretaker role because it is not a good time to hold elections as Malaysia continues to struggle with rising COVID-19 infections. Mahiuddin submitted his resignation and that of his ministers to King al-Sultan Abdullah when he visited the royal palace shortly after holding an emergency cabinet meeting. He later said during a nationally televised address that he was stepping down because he had lost support of the majority of lawmakers. The United States' largest wildfire in northern area of the state of California threatens thousands of homes. Firefighters across the West face a high danger of new blazes erupting because of unstable weather. Thunderstorms haven't produced much rain, instead whipping up high winds and dry lightning strikes across the northern Sierra. That's where 6,000 fighters are trying to contain the month-old Dixie Fire amid extreme heat with temperatures topping 100 degrees. More than 100 large wildfires are burning in more than a dozen states across the West. The region is being seared by drought and bone-dry weather that has turned forests, brushlands, meadows, and pastures into tinder. Warning of tough days ahead with surging COVID-19 infections, the director of the National Institutes of Health said on Sunday the U.S. could decide in the next couple of weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Dr. Francis Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated people to get their shots, calling them, quote, sitting ducks for a Delta variant that is ravaging the country and showing little sign of letting up. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.